Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome back to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina. I hope you're doing amazing. And on today's episode, we're going to dive into the topic of the inner critic. We're going to dive into how to be nicer to yourself and how to fight the inner critic whenever it pops up. How to fight that mean inner voice that you sometimes think is you, but really isn't you. So with all of that said, let's dive in and let's get growing. Let's start out, as I said, by just kind of understanding the inner critic. The inner critic is this part of your subconscious mind that judges you, that shoulds you, that compares you to other people, that makes you feel like you're never enough. And I love this quote that goes, "Your inner critic is simply a part of you that needs more self-love." And this quote is by Amy Lee Mercury. And I think that that quote points at something really important, which is that learning to address your inner critic is directly related to your self-love journey. And it's a really important part of learning to love yourself better. And this is something that I talk about with every single one of my one-on-one inner growth coaching clients, because it's a really big part of your inner growth journey. It's a really big part of the relationship that you build with yourself, the internal work that you have to do when it comes to your mindset and your self-talk and the thoughts that you think repeatedly every single day. And what's important to realize is that the inner critic is a subconscious mechanism that you have developed. It's just something that sits there in the deepest part of your brain. It's not something that you're always conscious of. And a lot of the times, the inner critic can sound like your own voice, right? It can sound like just your regular thoughts. It could also sound like the voice of someone else, someone that you know, maybe a parent or a figure that you hold with really high esteem and care a lot about their opinions. But I think most of the time it sounds like us, and everything you've ever heard, things people around you have said, whether it was a teacher, a friend, a coworker, a parent, things you were taught growing up, things you have been told that maybe you weren't good at, all of these little things, all of these little criticisms or thoughts you heard in passing, all of that gets stored in your brain. And it's a part of your inner critic, right? And you might not always be aware of it. But the most important thing for you to understand and take away from this video is that the inner critic is not you. Even though it sounds like you, even though it might pop up just as like an old regular thought, it actually isn't you. It's not the best version of you. It's not the most loving version of you and your truest, most authentic self. And so it's really important to create this separation between you and the inner critic as you learn to challenge it a little bit. And something I like to suggest a lot to my coaching clients to do is to come up with a name for your inner critic. Think of a name that you really don't like. And every time that the judgment pops up, the comparison pops up, the shoulds, the what ifs, the self-judgment, whenever that gets loud, you will basically talk to yourself, to your that voice in your head, as if it's another person, as if it's this other being. And that's where having a name for it can be really helpful. You could also just call it the inner critic. Sometimes I do that, but recently I've come up with a name for my own inner critic, and I have to say it does work a lot better because it kind of detaches it even more from you and it helps you feel the separation more clearly. And what you're gonna do when the inner critic gets loud is you're gonna treat the inner critic like an annoying salesperson that's knocking on your door, and you open the door and you say, "Hi, no thank you, not today," and you gently close the door. You're not going to like beat the inner critic, like fight it. You're just gonna gently say, "No, this is not how we live our life anymore. This is not how we talk to ourselves anymore. This is not true. So I don't have time for you today." And something else I also like to say to my clients that you can think of is, you know, when you get a call on your phone and it says scam likely, and you know it's just not a real call, it's just something that's kind of like BS, and you click immediately like decline it, send it to voicemail, and then you don't even go and listen to the voicemail, you just go and like delete the voicemail immediately. That's how you have to start treating the inner critic. It's just something that you just don't have time for. It's just something you are not going to choose to listen to anymore. So these are two things that are really, really important to learn and understand in how you're going to start dealing with the inner critic. And when this happens, I want you to have a conversation with yourself. And I honestly would recommend doing this out loud if you can. If you can't, you can do it in a journal or you can do it in your thoughts. But if you're by yourself when the inner critic pops up, I would encourage you to try to have a conversation out loud with the inner critic. So let's just use an example. Let's say the mean little voice pops up and tells you that you ate too much, that you're gonna gain weight, that you were fat, that you need to go and work out to burn off the calories that you ate today, that you're the fat ass, whatever. Let's say it's saying all these mean things to you. You're gonna turn to your inner critic. Let's say you pick a name and the name is Chad. You're gonna say, Chad, no, this is not how we choose to live our life anymore. I deserve to eat. I deserve to nourish my body. I deserve to move because I like to. I don't have to earn or burn my food. Even if I ate a little bit more today, it's fine. In the grand scheme of things, I'm gonna be okay. And I'm just gonna get back to nourishing my body and living my life. And if people think I gained weight or lost weight or people are noticing changes in my body, it doesn't matter because I'm not here to live based on what other people are gonna think or say about me. And what matters more is my happiness, and food makes me happy. And I love nourishing my body and making healthy recipes and enjoying my life, and that's what I'm gonna continue doing. So you can go away. I'm not listening to you anymore. I don't need to feel guilty or ashamed or bad about this. And I'm just gonna move on with my life. So goodbye. Like, you can have this conversation out loud with yourself, and it's gonna feel so good. It's gonna feel so good to put your inner critic in its place. And this is gonna be something that you're gonna have to do over and over and over. It's gonna take work, and it's gonna take persistence and practice. But the more that you start to catch yourself, and the more that you start to do this, the better it will get. The better your self-talk will get, the better you'll feel too. So it's something I would encourage you to try. And something else that's really important to remember, right, is as you start to catch your inner critic and stop that thought, that spiral, and you say or think something new and empowering, a new affirmation, a new belief to replace that limiting belief like I just did, it's really important for you to go and take action to reinforce that new thought. Because when you do that, that's when it becomes a new belief in your brain. The beliefs that we have are formed based on experience, not just thoughts. So in order for a new empowering thought that you want to have to become a part of your belief system and how you think on autopilot eventually, you have to take aligned action. So let's use this example that I just did of, let's say you're feeling bad that you ate too much, or you ate something that you consider bad, or whatever it is, where you're experiencing some type of trigger around food that's causing you to feel bad about your body, bad about your weight, bad about what you ate, whatever. You have to affirm to yourself, okay, I'm worthy of eating. I'm worthy of nourishing my body. It's just a regular day in my life. Like, I can go on and continue nourishing my body and living my life. This is not a big deal. Then you have to go and continue living your life like normal, and not go and impulsively work out to burn off calories, and not repeat those old actions that you used to take because you would listen to the inner critic, right? You have to choose a new action too, and you have to reinforce the belief with that action. So just move on with your life, eat like normal. The next day, it's just like another day. You move your body because it feels good. You don't move your body if you don't want to, and you just move on. And the more that you do this, the more that you do this, the more that you do this, the more it becomes your new self. The more you take steps to evolve into that better version of you that you want to be, that has a loving relationship with food, that takes care of her body and her mind, that talks kindly to herself. That's one of the most amazing things you can do in your inner growth journey. This is something I work on a lot with my clients, so I hope this is landing for you. And something that I want to remind you as well is to be really compassionate with yourself in the process, because this work is hard, you guys. If you choose to embark on an inner growth journey and to do this type of mental work, it's gonna be a bit challenging, but it's so worth it. And the reason you have to be compassionate with yourself is because the triggers are not gonna immediately go away. And you might face different triggers at times. Maybe something someone else says, or it's something you ate, or it's something that happened externally, or it's some type of event that you're at. Like, you really can't control everything in life, and triggers are gonna pop up inevitably. It just happens. So you're just going to have to start seeing your triggers as teachers and as the universe kind of like testing your commitment to yourself and your commitment to who you're becoming. Is the universe being like, do you actually want to have this new belief and relationship with yourself? And it's just an opportunity for you to choose yourself again and again and again, and for you to choose who you're becoming and how you want to talk to yourself. So don't be frustrated with yourself if you experience a trigger or something difficult pops up or an annoying situation makes you think those old thoughts or feel those old feelings that don't empower you. It's okay. That's probably going to happen. And if, you know, sometimes you fall to the inner critic and you listen to it and you do what it tells you and it doesn't feel good, that's okay too. It's part of the journey. You're going to have slip ups. You're not meant to be perfect. That's probably going to happen. So if it happens, don't let the inner critic win even more and start judging yourself and feeling bad about it and beating yourself up about it and falling to this negative spiral and then giving up on yourself and abandoning yourself and forgetting about the work. Just keep going. Just give yourself that love and say, it's okay. I'm human. I make mistakes. This happens. It's normal. It's a part of the journey. And I'm just going to choose different next time. I learned a lesson from this experience. I learned something new that is a trigger. I understood how I usually react. Just take something that you learned from that experience, that reaction, that feeling, and apply it next time. You know, maybe you got triggered by something that didn't used to be something you were aware of was a trigger, but now you know. Now you know that certain situations or certain things can be triggers. So those are the moments that you need to show up in your strength even more. So this is a really important reminder as you are doing this work and being nicer to yourself. And then my last reminder to you on this topic is to realize that you're a human being. Please remember that you are a human and you don't have all the answers. You don't know everything. You're here to learn. And there's going to be difficult moments. As I said, there's going to be triggers. There's going to be mistakes, quote unquote, but you are strong and you can move forward and you can choose yourself and you can learn. So don't forget that. Don't forget your humanness. Be kind to yourself and just choose yourself each time. So that's everything I wanted to share with you guys today on the topic of the inner critic. This has been one of the biggest parts of my inner growth journey, of my perfectionism healing, of my self-love journey. And it's something, as I said, that is very important in my coaching as well. So I just kind of give you guys a little coaching insider tip right now. So I hope you appreciate it. I hope it helps you. And it's hopefully a tool that you can start implementing into your life to feel really much better in your self-talk, in your own head. And if it did help you, and you think it would help a friend, send it to them. Share the love. Take some notes too. Like, take notes on your notes app. Re-listen to this one more time just to get it to really stick in your head. And also head over to YouTube if you're feeling like spreading some positivity and just drop some words of encouragement in the comment section of this video and, you know, send some love out to someone else on their inner growth journey. That would mean the world to me. Would love to see you guys in the comment section of the YouTube video. And while you're at it, make sure to hit subscribe. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Remember to water yourself, give yourself love, and I'll see you guys next week with another episode. Bye for now.